big weekend for the All Blacks, top side named. Bit of suspicion the South Africans might not be what they were at the World Cup, but it is the 100th time we've played, so that's special. Among those watching closely, former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen is with us out of Japan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going very well. Now, listen, before we talk about the All Blacks, how's Japan?
Good. I'm just about to finish, come out of isolation and then get into Toyota and get some work done. So looking forward to that. But it's certainly been interesting to see what they do over here compared to what they're doing back home.
Well, I was going to say, talk me through that. How's the season looking? Starts January. I mean, how do you move? What's the bottom line like? Do you wear masks? Are they going to have crowd? What happens?
Yeah, there'll be masks. Well, there's masks all the time over here now, but the competition starts in January. We're in the pre-season phase, so we're in our own bubble, and because we're in our own bubble, we just continue to do things as you normally would in a rugby environment, and just obviously get tested once a week. Just do the spit test, and you know, they're on top of it the whole time, really, so it's been pretty good.
Because, of course, the image internationally is Japan's got a major COVID problem. Do they, or do they still have, and does it affect you on a daily basis?
Well, they've got COVID, so I suppose it's a major problem, just like we've got it. There's more people live here, so I guess the numbers are higher, but they live with it. They've got great reporting systems. They've got an app that... you know, if you've got to tell people where you are, and you've got to report in on your health, but outside of that, it's business as usual.
Now, without getting too political about it, if you could take some, you know, learnings from the Japanese experience, translate them back to this country, might there be a few things we could, you know, pick up and run with?
Oh, heaps. I mean, if you come over, if you're a Japanese citizen, you get off the plane, you isolate at home. You have to report in, you get tested every 3 days, so there's not the same problem with MIQ spots, you know, and like if we could do that in New Zealand, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, if you're a business person who has to leave New Zealand for your job, or if you're a sports person have to leave for your job, or if you're a national team going competing, those people aren't going to break the protocols, but you know that there's too much to risk. So all we'd do is send them straight home. Everybody in the house isolates for 14 days. Get tested on a 3-day basis on with a spit test. You get the result back in 6 hours. We've got an app here that we could use that says 3 times a day. You just push it to say I'm here. It's got your location of exactly where you are. You answer a question every day after 11 o'clock to say, have you got a fever? No. Have you got these symptoms? Bang, bang, bang. No. Thanks very much for responding. And that's it. And 14 days later, you're back out in the community. So we've got COVID and we've been in lockdown. It's no different than being in lockdown if you do that for our NIQ, but we don't seem to want to do that. We've got, you know, so many people who are struggling overseas, and probably just as many who aren't prepared to leave the country to do their job, so they're leaving the country full time.
Exactly. Now, do you know if you can come back, or you're not coming back for a while?
Well, I was one of the lucky people, and very grateful because of it, that I got in the lobby and got a date to come back in the last round. You know, by chance, I was lucky enough to get one. A little earlier than I wanted to come back, but I didn't have any choice. It was either that or not come back. So you take it. But you know, when you hear there's 30,000 other people trying to do that, you know, you feel really grateful and you got one, but you feel for those people too.
Exactly. Right. Talk to me, Steve, about the All Blacks. From what you've seen from afar, Argentina and Australia, how exciting are South Africa, or are they just, you know, not what they once were?
Oh, they'll be good. Don't underestimate them. They haven't been playing well. But, you know, it always seems to be a hangover for, you know, teams after World Cups. There are very few sides that have really kicked on after winning one and being good, you know, the next cycle. So they're not playing in the Super Rugby, so they've sort of been isolated and they've gone back to just playing in their own wee world, and COVID scores that, I guess, and their choice. So I think they want to go up north.
with their club revenue. So I think that's changed their style of game even more dramatically, and they're probably not as fit as they have been, and they're probably not as used to the pace of the game that Australia and New Zealand particularly play at. So that's a disadvantage, but they've still got monsters for forwards, and they've still got a great kicking game. So you've still got to prevent that. And if you don't catch the high ball that they kick at you, then you're in trouble. So, you know, I think the All Blacks will have a tough night, but I think they're playing that well that they'll come out on top.
I was going to say, so what do you make of them so far with Argentina and Australia?
Well, they've been outstanding. You know, the type of rugby they're playing is a godsend for the game at the moment, because it's been a real... the Lions, South African series, was very, very disappointing from a rugby point of view, and really dour, and you know, people don't like it. You know, people want prize being scored and get excited about it, and now, the All Blacks are very good at doing that, and right at this moment, I think they're playing as good as I've seen them play.
And a man on the road, what's your advice if you were still coaching? What's your advice to the players, particularly maybe those young ones who are going to be on the road for months on end? You've got to go north after this particular series. What's your advice on being away from home for so long?
I have good routines. Make sure that you use the older guys in the team to share how you're feeling and you know, be vulnerable. It's not just the young guys, though, either. It's the older guys have got a different issue, because a lot of them are married and they've got children. And so it's about making connections with home. And the All Blacks have always been very good at taking home on the road. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I think we've done it pretty well. But you can't, you can't change the fact that this is different, because it's even longer on the road than they've normally done. So it's about good structures, keeping the connections with the people you love, and FaceTime and all those different computer things that we can do these days that allow us to do that are important. But being vulnerable enough to talk to your teammates and your coaches and your management about how you're feeling, so you don't fall into that mental hole, and I think that's important.
That's good advice. All right, mate, good to catch up with you. Go well, Steve Hansen, former All Blacks coach out of Japan, for us this morning.